Southeastern Arizona has been a place for ranchers to graze cattle for well over a century. However, one ranch family found this spot too beautiful to keep to themselves. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete, to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Bridget Peregrino shares the story of what is today Chiricahua National Monument in southeastern Arizona. This was once home to the Apaches. The first European settlers in the area were the Ericksons.
They would have come over in the late 1800s, and they were the first settlers of Bonita Canyon. They were ranchers. They had orchards. They had cattle.
Ranching is still very important here, but the Ericksons found the unique stone spires just east of their ranch to be the main attraction.
We do have the Faraway Ranch. After it was their original home, their children, her daughter Lillian Riggs and her husband Ed Riggs, expanded this and made it into a guest ranch. So people would come here, they would go on horseback through all of these formations.
Those formations are still often explored by visitors today.
You can take the 6 mile scenic drive up through the canyon to get to the highest point, Masai Point, where you can get those great views of the rock formations.
Many of the towering rock columns have been given unique names. Those labels date back several decades to another important group of people that came here.
This labeling, thanks to the CCC, the Civilian Conservation Corps, they were here in the 1930s, made the beautiful road that you can drive today, the visitor center, and those hiking trails where you can see some of these very unique rock formations, which they gave names to, a lot of them.
Today, Chiricahua National Monument remains a beautiful place to explore by car, horse, and foot. Traveling the countryside near Willcox, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCrae.